Welcome to the Live Your Life podcast, episode number 25. As we are approaching the holidays in the midst of a global pandemic, there are a lot of questions about how to show up, how to be around people, how to say no. It can be really hard. And it's honestly sad as we approach this time. There's a lot of difficult conversations happening. In this episode, I'm not going to give you answers on what I think you should do, but I really want to invite you to be clear on what's best for you and to do that. Everything expressed in the Live Your Life podcast is either my opinion or the opinion of my guest, and this is not a replacement for healthcare services. If you find yourself in need of therapy or other healthcare services, please seek out resources for that. I'm Jasmine Savari, and welcome to the Live Your Life podcast. As a coach with a master's degree in psychology, I know that so many of us are missing the authentic experience of truly living our lives. I want to inspire you with conversations that expand your consciousness and empower you to create the best life possible. Let's start living now, because now is all we have. Hello, everybody. Happy Quarantine Day. Yeah, I don't know what day it is. Sometimes it doesn't matter because they all kind of feel the same. So I want to talk about something today. We're approaching the holidays, and I've had a lot of conversations with my clients and my friends about this, and I just thought it would be a really good thing to talk about in this podcast. If anything, just to bring it to your awareness, just for it to be something that you can think about and be super clear about when you think about what works for you. Now, we're in the midst of the COVID pandemic, and from what I can tell, there are many different opinions on how to approach this situation. Now, I'm not a doctor. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that you should believe anything, because it's not my job to do that. But here is what I do believe my job is. My job is to bring you to yourself. That's really my intention. So this is called the Live Your Life podcast. How are you living your life, and how are you doing what works for you? Now, specifically, we're coming up on a time where it's going to be a question. Do you go around the people in your life in the midst of this pandemic? What do you do? How do you navigate these waters? What I want to remind you is that you are 100% responsible for your physical body and the space around you. You're not responsible for anybody else, and you're also probably not going to convince them to think any differently than they already do. So I don't know if you've ever tried that, try to change someone's mind about something. It doesn't usually work. So I would really invite you to not do that, but instead to be super clear about what works for you and to do that. Now, I've worked with a lot of people who feel guilty and they think they're being selfish when they take care of their physical body. It can be really hard to say no to other people. So this is like a pattern of codependency, doing things for other people when it puts yourself at risk. So I really want to just invite you to think about that and just be super clear. You know, there's a lot of people who are unaffected by the virus, and there's a lot of people who are, and we don't have a lot of information. So here's what I'm doing. I'm being careful. That's just the way that I'm living my life. And when I'm around other people, I get to decide whether or not they're respecting that boundary that I have. If they're respecting the fact that I want to protect my space and I want to be in control of what's around me. And you get to do that too. You get to decide what you want around you, how close you want to get to people. If you're an adult, right? If you're a child, you're probably not listening to this. But if you're an adult, you get to decide. You get to say no. You are responsible for protecting yourself and protecting your body. Now, this is a really, really hard time for most people. These questions can be incredibly difficult. If you need childcare, if you need support, if you need to be around people, sometimes you need to make decisions. But that's not necessarily what I'm talking about here. I know it can be really tricky. I just want to remind you that it's your responsibility to be in control of your body. And if you think it's your job to decide what anybody else should do with their body, you are incorrect. Now, I want to share with you something that I'm reading in a book. I'll put it in the show notes, which are going to be on my website. The book is by Dr. John Townsend. and it's called Beyond Boundaries. And what I want to say is that most people will respect your boundaries unless they have a character disorder. If they have character problems is what he calls them in the book. So a lot of us have been in very painful relationships with people that don't necessarily respect our boundaries, and maybe we learned not to respect our own boundaries. And so I'm going to make a list of some of the things that play out when somebody has character problems. Most people should respect your boundaries, and I want you to be aware, how do you show up in relationship? Do you expect other people to respect your boundaries, or do you sacrifice yourself to do things for other people? To be loved, to be accepted, to look for self-worth outside of yourself. Maybe you learned that somewhere. So I'm going to quote from his book. He says, "When I talk about character problems, I mean the deficits in those abilities which get in the way of love and intimacy, not to mention growth. Here are a few examples. Deception, emotional unavailability, control, manipulation, excuses, blame, a victim stance, irresponsibility, distrust, condemnation, self-absorption, and narcissism." You're probably not listening to the episode of this podcast if it's something that you don't have a problem with. And I would really invite you to think about relationships where you didn't feel respected, where you didn't feel like your boundaries were validated, and where you didn't feel like it was okay to say no to somebody. So we're in the midst of COVID, right? But we could also have a lot of conversations about things like sex, for example. What does that look like? How close do you let people to your body? You are responsible for your body. And I'm not saying this to scare you, but literally can take a split second for somebody to cause harm to you. You're responsible for yourself. So make sure that you're super clear on what works for you and know that it's okay to do that. And pay attention to people who don't respect your boundaries. Look at your relationship history and understand what happened. There may be something there for you to look at and for you to heal. I really encourage you to know that it's your job to take care of yourself in this life. It's nobody else's job except yours. And you deserve to do what works for you. So make sure that you continue doing that. Hey guys, it's Jasmine. Thanks so much for listening to the Live Your Life podcast. And don't forget to subscribe. You can find the show notes and information about life coaching at jasminesavari.com. You can also find me on Instagram at jasminesavari. I am a life coach and a licensed mental health counselor, but this podcast is not a replacement for healthcare services. If you are in crisis, please call 911 or the Crisis Clinic at 1-800-273-8255. Take care and don't forget to live your life.